friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and this is definitely the place to come when you want to have some fun. Well, today, we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called Be More Confident. It isn't always easy to face challenges. It can be even more difficult to try to make yourself feel confident. I remember as a kid, I struggled a lot with confidence. I was always afraid of what people would think about me. However, I have learned that God wants to give us the confidence to accomplish everything that we thought was impossible. Well, today we are going to answer the following question. How do you develop confidence? How do you develop confidence? Okay, friends, open up your magazines and let's go talk about developing confidence. Come on.
Be more confident. So how can you develop confidence? Know yourself. Make a list of your strengths and weaknesses. Being confident doesn't mean you have to be blind to problems you have. But you want balance. Be sure you think of a strength for every weakness you write down. Set goals. If you could accomplish anything in life, what would it be? Think big, but also think small. Make some goals for your daily tasks.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 strength 这个名词。 strength 如果是不可数名词的话是指力量或体力。例如 he gripped the rope with all his strength, 他用尽全力抓紧绳子。但是 strength 在今天的课文中是一个可数名词，意思是指优势、优点或者是长处。例如 one of Paul's strengths is his flexibility, Paul 的优点之一就是他很有弹性。或者是 the only strength of the product is its price, 这个产品的唯一优势是它的价格。接下来我们看的是 weakness 这个名词 ,weak, weak 是指虚弱的。所以 weakness 在这里是指弱点、缺点或者是不足，是可数名词。例如 you have to take all the strengths and weaknesses of the project into account before making a decision. 在你做决定之前，你必须要衡量这个案子的所有的优缺点。weakness 也可以指虚弱或软弱。例如 malnutrition can lead to bodily weaknesses. 营养不良可能会造成身体虚弱。
谢谢 Michelle. Well, Rebecca, I like these tips. They seem to be very helpful.
Well, of course, they're very helpful tips. This lesson is trying to help us develop more confidence. Well, you know, I think it's a very important thing to develop confidence.
All right, so what is the first tip here? Know yourself. Now, before we continue with that thought, I just want to say this is a very popular, common, very good tip. And it goes back many years or even centuries. People have been saying, know yourself. It's very important. Rebecca, have you ever seen or read Hamlet by Shakespeare?
Gabe.I definitely have read Hamlet several times, and I've seen the movie, so yes, I know Hamlet. To be or not to be.
Exactly, and also the line, know thyself, T-H-Y-S-E-L-F, is an older way of saying yourself. So friends, know yourself.
So you might be wondering, well, I don't know myself. How do I know myself? How can I get to know myself? Well, our lesson says...Make a list of your strengths and weaknesses. Being confident doesn't mean you have to be blind to problems that you have. And if you're not sure of some of your strengths and weaknesses, why don't you ask somebody that you know or somebody who knows you very well?
Hmm. Yes. And you also want to ask somebody that you trust.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because someone who knows you, but maybe they don't like you or they don't have a problem hurting you, might tell you your weaknesses in kind of a mean way. So make sure it's someone that you trust, okay? Someone who knows your strengths and weaknesses. Friends, it's important for us not to be blind to our weaknesses. We need to know what they are.
Mm-hmm. And if you are blind to your weaknesses, this just means that you can't see them. You know, let's say, for example, you have a problem being on time. Okay, You just have this problem being on time, and I'm not pointing the fingers at anybody, and then you tend to have to make other people wait, but you don't realize that that is a weakness. You might need someone to come up to you, approach you, and tell you, hey, you know, can you please try to be on time?
I'm working on it, Rebecca.
Are you feeling guilty?
Why should I feel guilty?
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's important. Yes. You can tell your friends about their weaknesses, then they won't be blind to them. You know what I also think of when I think of this phrase? Sometimes I think of relationships, right? When people are so in love, they might be blind to the other person's weaknesses. They think, oh, everything is just okay because I heart you.
Well, as they say, love can be blind. You can definitely be very blind to the other person's weaknesses. But one thing you don't want to be blind to is your own weaknesses, because you want to turn those weaknesses into strengths. Well, anyway, we continue on here. We see, but you want balance. Be sure you think of a strength for every weakness you write down. Now, this is very important, because I know some people, all they can see is their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
They write down all of their weaknesses. Here, I'm bad at this, I'm bad at this, I'm bad at that. No. Friends, you don't want to do that. You want to balance it out. Think of your strengths as well as your weaknesses.
Yeah, and some people have a problem with false humility, too. They say, mm-hmm. No, I'm not good at anything. Of course they know they're good at some things, right? So it's important to be truly humble, but also to recognize your strengths and your weaknesses. Now, friends, this is a good phrase to know. Think of something for every something else. So think of a strength for every weakness that you write down. Also, think of something you are happy about for everything you want to complain about. That's important. It's so easy to complain. Next time you want to complain about something, think about things you are happy about.
Interesting. I have a similar example.
Yes?
Think of something you're thankful for every time you feel unthankful, or anytime you feel like you want to complain. And it's interesting, because when you try to be happy, or when you start thanking or being thankful, all of a sudden those things that you wanted to complain about, they just kind of disappear. You no longer feel unthankful.
That's right. Sometimes they just go away. They're not important anymore. Well, our next tip here is very important. Set goals. If you could accomplish anything in life, what would it be? Think big, but don't only think big. Also, think small. Make some goals for your daily tasks.
Ooh, daily tasks. What might that be? Well, that could include anything that you have to do on a daily basis. But I do like this tip to set goals, because if you set goals and then you reach those goals, that will help you to develop more confidence.
Hey, speaking of confidence,
yeah,
you know the letters FID in confidence?
Yes, yes.
Well, there's some information that Steve and Ken want to share with us about those letters in the Info Cloud.
Some of the most beautiful and moving stories that have come down to us over the centuries involve the virtue of faith and being faithful. For example, in the Bible, we meet Ruth, an exceptionally faithful daughter-in-law.
More recently, who can forget Frodo's faithful companion, Sam, in the Lord of the Rings stories?
Yeah, what a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we have faith in a person, it means that person is loyal and trustworthy. If we have a faith in God, we have a firm belief that God exists.
Okay, let's take a look at the Latin word fetus for a moment. It's where our English word faith comes from, and it lies at the root of numerous English words like confidence,
which means to trust or believe in one's own abilities. The opposite of confident is diffident, meaning to lack faith in oneself.
When we say something is bona fide, it's good and trustworthy, it's authentic.
Finally, does anyone remember the old hi-fi stereo systems? Well, that fi comes from the word fidelity, which means faithfulness. In this sense, what you're listening to is a faithful or an accurate reproduction of the music as it was originally performed.
Confidence 是自信, 它的字根 fid 源自拉丁文的 fides 表示信心信仰。 Confident 的反义词 diffident 缺乏自信的 也是用 fides 这个字根。 Fides 后来演变成英文的 faith。 Faith 这个字 除了信心信仰 还有忠实的意思。 喜欢玩音响的人应该听过 hi-fi 也就是 high fidelity 字面上的意思是 高忠实度, 言下之意就是把现场的音乐很忠实地从音响传送出来。 另外, bona fide 是一个拉丁文, 但是它常常用在英文里头, 表示真正的,真实的。 比如说, he is not a bona fide doctor, don't go see him. 他不是一个真正的医生, 不要去找他。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次明天见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about how you can develop more confidence. Would you like to be a more confident person? I sure hope you said yes. Well, so how do you develop more confidence? There's a couple things that we've already talked about. First, know yourself. Take some time. Write down your strengths and your weaknesses. And of course, the second point that we talked about is set goals. Well, we have a few more tips that we want to discuss, so what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our reading.
Be more confident. Getting something done, even something small, will give you confidence to tackle more ambitious goals. Some of your goals can involve improving the weaknesses you listed. Then you'll have one reason fewer to doubt yourself. Look your best. Taking a little time to make yourself look good will help you have a positive attitude. Stand up straight. Smile and look people in the eye. If you act confident, it won't be long before your feelings follow. Having confidence in yourself takes some effort, but it brings great benefits.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 tackle 这个动词。 Tackle 在这里是指解决困难、处理问题或者是接受挑战。 例如, the talented young lawyer tackled another lawsuit. 这位才华洋溢的年轻律师又成功地拿下另外一起诉讼案。或者是 Our new technology can help us tackle this environmental problem. 我们的新科技可以解决这个环保问题。Tackle也指美式足球中的情报。例如 The quarterback was tackled by the defense. 四分卫被防守球员给撂倒了。最后我们看的是 ambitious 这个形容词。 Ambitious 在这里是指志向远大的或者是有难度的。 例如, the government's ambitious plan to modernize the city will probably take more than 10 years to accomplish. 政府远大的都市现代化计划可能要花超过10年的时间来完成。Ambitious 也只有抱负的或者是野心勃勃的，例如 An ambitious businessman 是指一位野心勃勃的生意人。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, we're actually still talking about that tip to set goals. Okay, you need to set big goals for your life and also think small to the daily tasks. We read, getting something done, even something small, will give you confidence to tackle more ambitious goals. That's an interesting point I don't usually think about. I usually think about accomplishing the big goals in my life. That's important. But I don't think usually about how attempting to tackle those small goals will help me. It'll give me more confidence for the more important ones.
Well, if you think about it, if you only set really big goals, but then you actually never reach those goals, do you think that would make you feel really confident?
No.
No.
It wouldn't make me feel confident at all.
Definitely not. But what if you started setting smaller goals, and then you reached each of those smaller goals, and then you increased the goals, you made them bigger and bigger? That will definitely help to develop your confidence.
Great. Well, one of my smaller goals for today is to talk about some important things, words and phrases in English.
Gabe, that is such a great goal. And one of my smaller goals is to get through all of these tips in our reading. So let's continue with the next tip.
Okay, so it says, look your best. All right. A lot of people don't like to just focus on the outward appearance. They think it's not good. However, it is important to care about what you look like. Okay, look your best. Taking a little time to make yourself look good will help you have a positive attitude. So looking good can actually help your confidence.
And let's look at this very last tip. Stand up straight, smile, and look people in the eye. Not quite like that, Gabe. You need to be more natural. It's important to look people in the eye. Oh, wait, Gabe! That's what you were trying to demonstrate.
Right.
Oh, yes.
But maybe I need to work on my social skills.
Yes. When you look at someone in the eye, you don't want to stare directly at them. It could make the other person feel very uncomfortable.
Okay, so when should you look someone in the eye, and when should you not look someone in the eyes? Well, in a natural conversation, just think about your conversations with your friends. Do you always just look at the other person's eyes? No, that's not natural. A lot of times we look away when we're talking, but we still show that we're paying attention in other ways. We ask good questions to show that we're good listeners.
Ooh, excellent point. Well, we see if you act confident, it won't be long before your feelings follow. And here's a great phrase, it won't be long. If you practice this phrase, it won't be long before, you'll be using it on a regular basis.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's right. Practicing English every day, you know, it won't be long till you see some improvements. Well, sometimes we aren't confident, but it's important to fake it till you make it. You know, speaking of, it's time for us to sing
it
out. Sing it out. Down for a minute. What does it mean to fake it till you make it? You know, sometimes you might not be confident. You need to act confident even though you're really nervous on the inside. But if you act confident for long enough, you will actually become confident. That's called faking it till you make it. But Ben, what about this other phrase, one day we'll be flying in the sky?
Well, just like birds fly in the sky. We say that if you're successful, you're doing a really good job.
Nice.
Yeah, you're like going really high like a bird, you know?
So why don't you sing that with us? Here we go.
Fake it till you make it.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes all that you have to do is try.
That's right.
flying in the sky. Fake it till you make it. You don't need to worry, please don't cry. Fake it till you make it. One day we'll be flying in the sky.
Mr. Smith, are you hiding again?
Yes?
Well, come out, and let me give you some tips.
Okay.
To develop confidence, you need to know yourself.
Know myself?
Yes. Make a list of your strengths and weaknesses.
Shouldn't I be blind to my weaknesses?
No, you want balance. For every weakness, think of a strength.
A strength? That's not easy.
After that, set goals.
Goals? Like what?
If you could accomplish anything, what would it be? Think big.
Let's see.
Also, think small. Make goals for your daily tasks too.
That's easier. Then maybe I can get something done.
Yeah, and getting things done will give you your confidence to tackle more ambitious goals.
But I still have weaknesses.
Make goals to improve those weaknesses.
Yeah, then I'll have less reasons to doubt myself.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing. Look your best.
But that takes time.
True, but you'll have a better attitude.
Okay. I'll try.
So, stand up straight. Smile. Look people in the eye.
So I should act confident.
Yes. Act confident and you'll feel confident.
Building confidence takes effort.
But it brings great rewards. So, stand up straight. Smile. Look people in the eye. Yeah. Now, how do you feel?
I feel confident. Kind of.
How does my shirt look? Is it okay?
Well, do you feel confident?
Yep, I do. Okay.
And that's the only thing that matters.
Well, friends, we will see you next time for a lesson about painting with light right here at
Studio Classroom.